Well, there's a different kind of cinches, but they all operate with a latigo strap. There's cotton cinches, there's canvas cinches, and there's nylon cinches.
What about front and back?
Well, they're the same thing, only one's in the front of the back cinch is to keep the saddle from kicking up in the back.
Oh, okay.
When the horse bucks, or if you, they always use them on a roping saddle.
Uh-huh.
You don't particularly need one just to ride a horse, but if you're going to rope, you need a back cinch to keep the saddle from keeling up
when the horse
pulls on the saddle.
Okay. Now, this is another term for when you have the rope, the lasso.
Lariat.
Okay. Well, this is something that you, it has one wheel and you, it has two handles and you pick it up and you put your manure in it and you carry it around. Okay. What other things do you put in a wheelbarrow? Your grandkids? Cart them off?
A lot of things.
Grandpa did that to me. Now, this is what you put your feet in. It's a really coarse material. You called it burlap. What other kind of sack would you call that? What other kind of name? It's the kind of that Grandpa used to put kittens in and drown them. What kind of sack did he put them in?
Gunny sack.
The gunny sack, the meanie. Boy, I'll never forgive him for doing that. Okay, now this is something that you use, some people may use, like when they're out on the cattle rustling, they use something to go...
Bullwhip.
Okay. A bullwhip, what is that, just bigger, or is that just the name?
It's a bullwhip is something that's braided, and it tapers from a large handle on the end that you hold in your hand down to a fine single strap on the end.
I bet Gordon.
You don't see many of them anymore, but a few people have.
I bet Gordon can tell you how much they hurt. No,
probably.
Okay. When you go out fishing, what do you set in?
Boat.
Okay, and what do you use to move?
Oars.
Okay. What do you call those oars, or what would you?
Paddles.
Is there any kind of name? Like I'm going out in my blank to go fishing. Would you call it any other name but boat?
Well, I'd call it either the paddles or oars.
Okay. What about a skiff? No. Okay. This is something that's used to make knives really sharp.
Grindstone.
And you rub them, okay, and if there's another word,
Emery
to
stone.
Make them sharp. Well, I just said it.
Steel?
Steel, the sharpening stone, that's how it's
called.
These are different kinds of, same concept, to sharpen metal. One is shaped like this, and you go over the center like that. The other one is shaped like this, and you put wood on the top of it and then saw the wood. You know what I mean?
The saw
They're horse. Frames. There's an A frame. And an X frame. That you do. Have you ever used those?
Yeah, they were sawhorses.
Oh, sawhorse. Okay. But you wouldn't call them an A frame or an X frame.
No.
That's kind of silly.
That's the only place I've heard of an A frame is on homes.
Oh, okay.
These houses that they build.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Like that.
On your ranch, you've got several buildings. What do you call the ones that are? Well, what kind of outbuildings do you have?
Well, I have barns, horse barn. I have sheds, hay sheds, and cow sheds.
Mm-hmm.
I have granaries. I have machine sheds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mainly what we've got.
Okay. Well,
shop.
Mm-hmm. What about, like with your, if you had smaller animals, like chickens?
Chicken coop.
What about the toilet?
The pig pen. Yeah, there used to be some old outhouses.
Are there any other names that you call outhouses?
Cans.
Biffies.
Privies. The old privies, that was a... Everybody knew what she was talking about.
Boy, the good old days are gone, thank heavens. Okay.